Oh yeah, we went to that lake or that
Nick's.
Nick's. Yeah, that was fun.
That was sick.
Get back. That's when we start doing drugs.
Yeah. Well, the drinking, first of all, don't downplay at the bar. We're at the bar, and I'm like sitting there, you know, I was sitting there chilling, smoking my weed. So I'm sitting there, I'm observing. I'm seeing people just drinking like people at that we were there for what? You guys were there a little longer. But I was watching a couple of people who got there, and it was just like a full night's worth of drinking in the span of an hour and a half, easily. Like, you know, 9-10 drinks. So everyone, so alcohol had been done. Everyone did alcohol.
Yeah, we did alcohol.
And then you came back.
And then we decided to try other drugs.
Tiestoed.
We mollied.
Yeah.
A couple of us. No names.
Majority.
And it was great. And it was going very well. For some reason, the first one I took and a couple people took, where they felt like duds.
Yeah.
After like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. It was like, these aren't working like they usually do. We should take more.
Yeah.
Which we did. And they worked.
Yes.
And then we were off. And then this is where things on this trip, you guys thought that was a PR nightmare?
Yeah.
It's nothing compared to the trauma I was about to experience.
Well, the mushrooms came out.
Then a giant bag of mushrooms was laid upon the bar.
Yeah. And just laid out. Just
yeah, it's like, hey, this is for anybody. And I had already taken quite a lot of Molly at this point. And I decided it was time for me to start eating handfuls of mushrooms. And at first it was great.
Sure.
At first it was wonderful.
Yeah, the trip, fire
switching
going.
Between the Molly and into just hallucinations seemed great. It was very fun. And then things took an incredibly dark turn.
Yep.
And I couldn't see or hear for several hours.
Yep. You blacked out.
Or move.
Yeah.
I did. I did mushrooms pretty much
will,
black dude, out.
Mushrooms will black you out.
Yeah.
Especially that much. They immobilize
you. Bro, it was... Like, it started, I think I was still chatting with you when it started.
I had
like,
six eyes.
Yeah, you know. You had six eyes. Everybody had multiple eyes.
Multiple faces and shit. I was hearing, people were telling me, I was getting the reports from everyone the next day. And like, dude, like, I think Spud had like four faces from one. I was watching people communicate telepathically. Being like, I just thought that too. It was very fucking funny to walk in on.
You're lucky. You're lucky you didn't do it.
Yeah, I
know you said you. Yeah,
yeah.
I have. That was bad.
I have my 5-grammer coming up in a week, basically.
That was a bad way.
Let me chill.
I should have never done that.
No, you should have. That was important. You did that.
In hindsight, I'm like, that was cool, but at the time, that was legit the worst thing I've ever experienced.
Dude, I was telling you, man, you went into it like it was literally Cult of Dionysus.
Yeah.
That just got absolutely stormed by medieval Catholicism. You guys were, it was drinking, it was Molly, and all of a sudden, it was just,
and it was like, it's time to examine everything.
Yeah, dude.
How about some trauma? You want to relive that a thousand times, like it's brand new every time for 5 hours?
Which is funny, too, because that's like a really effective form of therapy. That works. It's exposure therapy. That's how you move a thing from your amygdala down to the area of like where things have been processed and they don't affect your biology. Pretty crazy.
There was some things that apparently were a little more traumatic than I originally thought.
Yeah.
And they came back.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, man.
And every time I'd be like, did that happen? Oh, fuck. And then a minute later, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Did that happen?
Fuck.
Just over and over again. And then I'd forget about it and keep going. We were sitting out by this fire. Every single thing somebody said, the way my brain was processing it, it felt like they had just said it a minute before. So, like, if you were like, hey, what's up, man? It would have felt like you said it twice.
You pierced the veil, dude.
And I'd just be like, what?
Yeah, you pierced the space-time continuum.
Dude, I couldn't process one thing. And apparently, I was just sitting there by this fire. I was like...
Yeah.
And then I'd, like, look up out of my hat and be like... What? Dude, I couldn't move for 5 hours. I was just like, what?
Holy shit.
It was terrible. Then I... Hoss was sitting there. Hoss butt fucked me. Matt's cousin Hoss is a absolute demon.
Yeah,
complete gargoyle.
Yeah, you told him.
He sat there. I was like, dude, you're the worst.
Well, he had faltered. Like, He had faltered earlier, and he rebuilt himself.
Yeah,
I was there for him rebuilding himself. So I was there with him when he was faltering. I was chilling out by the fire, just shooting the breeze with him, and he rebuilt himself back up to his former glory. And then just saw you and just fully was just like,
what's wrong with him?
I think he was trying to help you. He was just hossing.
He
just regained hoss powers, dude, and he couldn't help not hoss out on you.
And those hoss powers are while you're in the nether realm, intolerable.
So you were sitting there, you were chilling and Hoss.
Spudman was to my left, and he was giving me all the support he could. Mm-hmm. He knew.
Yeah.
He could see me, and he'd be like, Shane, you're the man. You're the man. I'd just be like, thanks. Or I'd be like, what? Guys, I'm blind. I can't see. They'd be talking and it would just be gibberish. I couldn't understand. And then I was just staring at the fire. It was very cool. Like the hallucinations were awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I'm wearing tie-dye now.
Obviously.
Shit. But
it's funny. You went and busted out your one tie-dye. It's Notre Dame. Sweet. You have a Notre Dame shirt for every type of occasion.
Yeah, for every mood I'm in. But yeah, and then I finally, well, I'll just fast forward, mustered the strength to stand. And I was like, all right, I'm going to bed. Even when I did that, Hoss was like, are you actually this time? And I was like, what? Like, I must have said it 1,000 times. Yeah, I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I go in, I lay down. This is where the worst one happened.
Yeah.
I was laying in bed.
You sought shelter. That's a reflex that happens.
Dude.
You eventually are like, can I just go like encase myself in a...
It was like...
And that's where it kicked off.
Fully clothed.
Yeah.
Shoes on, probably just laying on top of this bed with my feet hanging off of it, like face down. And I started hallucinating that I was dying.
Yeah.
Of, I presume, a drug overdose. That's what I think it was.
Yeah.
And like, I could see it. It was just totally real. Like, it was like my friends were around me at first while I was laying there, like dead, dying on the ground. Yeah. Like, I saw Beezer being like, what the fuck, dude? Oh. Like, this is fucked up, dude. And I was like, hey. And then I would die. Like, I would leave, and I would go to heaven or something.
Yeah.
Where Phil was, for some reason. My dad was there.
Yeah.
I was like, Dad, I love you. Like, it was like that. And then I would get shot back to dying with, like, EMTs, like, shining lights into my eyes. And, like, Shane, are you there? Like, trying to resuscitate me.
Damn, it fucking
sucked ass, dude.
How long was that for?
I have no idea.
I don't know if even time even applies.
I swear to God, I have no idea. But it felt like forever. So like, it was all night.
You lived out a potential... deviation in your potential. You have an infinite amount of timelines, but you went and visited one of them.
Yeah. It was a sad timeline.
You did the ghost of fentanyl past.
I did, yes. I did the ghost of cocaine future, dude. And I have done with drugs for a long time.
Damn, dude.
I was offered drugs last night. I said, get that junk out of here, dude.
Damn.
I said, I've been there, done that. No.
I've died and come back.
I have died. On the third day, I rose.
Whoa, yeah. Dude.
I'm risen.
So, dude, that's fucking awesome.
It was... Yeah, it was terrible.
I can't see what I can't wait to see what the mushroom demon show me, dude. I'm gonna get rocked. Don't do it. I'm doing 5 grams
Don't do
total
it.
Silence. I have to, dude.
I know it's you
fate.
Do. I know
fate
you
at
do.
This point.
And you're gonna enjoy it. You're gonna enjoy it. It's gonna be if it's anything like I just did, it's gonna suck.
I mean, especially you did under it will be difficult for sure. But like, dude, that's the God, that's horrible.
I wasn't prepared. I wasn't mentally prepared at all for that. I was on Molly just like, everything's the shit, yeah, dude. Everything's the best. I love all you guys so much.
Yep.
And then just like a fucking switch. It was just like, you're a fag. I was like, what? It's crazy. But this made me laugh. Like even when I was like in the darkest realms of this shit.
Yeah.
Like couldn't see, could like anything I looked at was just squiggles and hallucinating.
Sure.
Every once in a while, Butterly would talk and he was using this like, yeah, man, everything's great. Like this real monotone thing and something deep inside me, like while I was out, would be like, yeah, that shit's so gay. Like, still in me, I was like, I'd be like, that's so gay. It was fucking crazy, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. Then I passed away, came back, woke up to everyone leaving. It was raining.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
God, yeah.
It was the saddest
day. It was the worst day you could leave.
It was the saddest.
Just like a gloomy, cold rain.
Dead trees because we were still in the mountains.
Cleaning up shit.
Everyone cleaning, just laying there. It was one thing that was funny. I looked at Billy because Billy was like looking at me like, holy shit, dude, how are you? And I was like, that's what I call a party. like waking up from hallucinating and dying and being like, hell yeah, that ruled. Sick party.
That was White Claw Billy, too.
That was White Claw Billy. That was so fun,
White
dude.
Claw Billy was...
White Claw Billy rules, dude.
So fun.
He needs to start drinking often.
Dude.
He's the best.
It's so funny.
And then...
He becomes so aggro in a way that's so funny,
yeah,
too.
It's great.
It's too funny, man.
It was...
Him at a wedding is funny. It's the only time he drinks is at a wedding.
Can't wait.
Dude, it's so funny. He just picks on... He finds like one person and just absolutely devastates them the entire night. It's so funny. So funny. He had Hoss in the crosshairs. Hoss, it might have been the funniest shit.
He made Hoss turn his hat back around.
Dude.
Twice.
Well, Hoss fucking pigged on weed tincture. So he was picked on.
That's what I was making fun of. Yeah, because before I picked on the mushrooms, mm-hmm. I was making fun of him. I was like, he picked out on the tinctures. Yep. An hour later, I was like, oh, I picked out.
Picked. And Billy would see him and just be like, that's not the one, dude. That's some D3 bullshit.
Yeah.
He owned him. At one point, it was like full MK Ultra. He owned him, mind, body, and soul.
He told him to turn his head around. He did it.
He did it like 3 times. And he would just go, that's fucking D3 bullshit, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Turning around, he'd be like, dude. And he'd wait like 10 minutes, be like, yo, we're boys, right? Every single time. Yo, we're fucking boys, right? And he'd be like, stop, go away from me. And he'd be like, yo, I'm just going to tell you this straight up, dude. You're more of a party guy. Spin that thing back around. He would just be like, spin this, dude. It was the fucking funniest thing. And he would be like, fucking Billy fucking owns me. Stop, dude. Yeah. It was so funny.
And this was, wasn't he telling you like his mind was a steel trap upstairs?
15 minutes prior.
And then he came down and was like, I don't want to do this. I want out of this. And it was just the nice stuff.
So I'm going to get a phone call from the Hoss man.
Why? From this?
No, he'll be fine. But it was funny. He genuinely was upstairs telling me, unsolicited, that his mind is an absolute steel trap.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was upstairs trying to figure out how I'm going to broil this burger on the stove, dude.
Oh, my God. That was one of my final memories. That was still nice. I walked upstairs and Matt was high as shit. He was just trying to broil a burger. There's just smoke everywhere.
I was trying to cook it on the stovetop. I didn't feel like dealing
with the
grill.
Clearly a fire was about to start.
It was bad. It was a lot. I thought the fire alarm was going to go off. So, but Shane came up and broiled a burger. I'm like, dude, it's fine. I'm not even, I was just smoking. Dude, I've come to the conclusion that smoking weed doesn't really do, I have to eat it. I can. I'm sure like the dabs and all that stuff would fuck me up if I sit there and smoke weed.
Yeah, you were smoking them like it was.
I was chain smoking them, bro. That's why my Brittany's like, you sound like you're getting sick. I'm like, no, I lost my voice because I was compulsively smoking marijuana cigarettes all weekend.
Yeah, I came up on 3 hits of Molly to see Matt just boiling a burger, and I was just like, dude, this is crazy. I was like, what you're doing is crazy. He's like, what are you talking about? He's high. And I was like, dude, this feels bad. This could be bad.
It was full of
and Matt started to be like, is it?
I'm like, I don't think it's a bad thing. And I'm like, I should have cooked burgers for everybody. I'm so fucking selfish. Yeah, that second night was one of the funnest nights. I mean, that whole day was one of the funnest days of my life. Easily one of the funnest days of my life.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really fun. And the end of that, I mean,
I regret, the one regret I do have is not eating mushrooms. For some reason, I had it in my head, like, I need to preserve myself for that
You
one.
Should. No, you did the right thing.
Yeah, but it would have been
It would have been fun to have you out with the fire.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
But
I all my boys are in the Nether Realm. It will happen again, for sure. Well, maybe might chill.
I'm never going to the Nether Realms again.
True.
That was it. I've been there. That was, I'm done.
You have one, in this, you know, in the one, I believe you, but there's one small, I would say, you know, scale.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do it again. If it was here, like on a weekend,
you're drinking something else.
Fine.
But I agree. There is no desire because once you had an ego death, dude, your ego dissolved.
All that junk.
And then you transcended, dude. You remote viewed a possible future.
Also, while I was dying, I was like trying to like tell my boys, like, dude, it's okay.
For sure.
I've been to the other side. It's tight. Go ahead. Like when I was coming back, I was like, let me go back up there.
Dude, you might be king.
Bro?
You might be king, dude.
Bro?
Spud's convinced. Spud came out of this being like, Shane's king. That's all.
That's all. So, dude, I needed that so bad because I woke up rainy morning, Sunday, gloomy. It was cold.
Yeah, man.
I had nothing in the tank. I was still hallucinating in the morning. I was walking up the steps and the steps were like swirling and I was like, ooh, I'm about to drive. down these mountains. And I get in the car. My phone had been dead all night. I open it. I was like, oh, see what's going on Reddit. Everyone's like, Shane Skip Paintball, he's the biggest faggot of all time. And I was just like, am I? Devastating.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What a wonderful weekend, though.
But.
What a fantastic
day. Dude, when I came out of the mountains, the clouds broke. And it was just a beautiful spring day.
Jesus.
Got to go watch my niece and nephew run in these races at this park when I got back.
Man.
Oh, it was so nice.
That's awesome.
It was so nice. Went down late in my parents' basement on the ground.
Oh.
My cat, Tybalt, came over and bumped his head against me.
He knew. Tybalt knew.
Everybody knew. Everybody knew I was different. I came home. My family was like, are you all right? I went out with my lady the next night to dinner, and she was like, you seem different. I was like, well, I died yesterday.
I died multiple times.
Last night. I saw my death last night. And I tried to explain it to her, and she was like, oh.
Yeah, a lot of bays are not with that.
She thought it was funny. She was laughing at.
Not angrily. They just go. I mean, a lot of people in general just
When you guys talked about all that, like the ego death, all that shit, I was like, this is hogwash.
It's real, dude.
That was entirely. Everything you guys talked about happened.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
In a little, just tiny little fucking weird little mushroom, dude.
Yeah.
Contains all that. Prophetic.
Isn't I don't know crazy? How prophetic. I mean, you're convinced I'm definitely going to overdose.
No, I don't think you will. I've avoided it. Now you won't. I'm saying, because, you know, it's us in the present moment, and then there's a sea of potentiality. You know, there's just some things, and then the mushrooms are going, here's one you want to stay away from. And you just went, roger that.
Yes.
If you didn't do, you know what I mean?
The universe did communicate pretty heavily, like, chill.
It's crazy, dude.
It's time to chill.
I mean, dude, there's no proof that time is linear. We, you know, in terms of our consciousness, it could exist elsewhere in time and space. And we're just kind of like, you know, we can kind of, if we get good at it, we can kind of go back and forth. I'm saying I'm not going to rule that out. Okay. Do I know that's the case? I don't know.
Of course.
It's definitely not. It's not Look, definitely not the case.
Normally, I'd be shutting this down as best I could, but I've seen some evidence. I've seen quite a bit of evidence that points to your argument. We'll be right back.